To all the English speaking listeners, you can jump directly to minute 2 or 3, where we start directly with the interview. For all my German speaking listeners, I have a short introduction. Dieses Interview ist beyond everything. Mit Aiming High Life, happening im September 2025, am 27. und 28. September. Damit im Hinterkopf war es keine Frage, wer unbedingt in den Aiming High Podcast als Gast kommen soll und muss. Und zwar niemand Geringeres als Bridget James Ling. Bridget hat in 2024 das englischsprachige Live-Event veranstaltet, und zwar mit Freedom Queen Live hat sie Geschichte geschrieben. Das, was passiert ist in diesem gesamten Prozess, wie sie das Ganze angegangen ist, was für sie persönlich Live-Events bedeuten, ist etwas, was wir im Aiming High Podcast unbedingt brauchen. Und dieses Gespräch, das wir geführt haben, letzte Woche erst, das heißt, es ist noch, ich wollte gerade sagen, druckfrisch. Wir sind nicht im Druck, wir sind im auditiven Bereich und gleichzeitig ist es noch taufrisch. Dieses Gespräch ist alles. Und deswegen freue ich mich so sehr, dir hier jetzt in diesem Podcast Bridget vorzustellen, diejenige, die Queen ist, wenn es darum geht, High-End Movements zu bauen und mit dir und ihr gemeinsam tief in die Themenbereiche Live-Events und vor allem Illogical Growth einzutauchen. Deswegen lass mich gar nicht mehr lange um den heißen Brei herumreden, sondern lass mich dir einfach nur noch viel Spaß wünschen mit diesem hochkarätigen Interview. Let's go. Wir alle lieben dieses Geräusch. Doch was wir noch viel mehr lieben ist, wenn dieses Geräusch zum Standard wird. Lückenlos. Jeden einzelnen Tag. Mehrfach. Und das nicht auf Basis einer Businessführung, die zwar profitabel ist, aber überall zwickt. Sondern nur mit 100% Fuck Yes Energy. Durch das Errichten unseres Unapologetic Uncompromised Empire, das auch dann für uns arbeitet, wenn wir es gerade selbst nicht tun. The Shams Higher Way eben. Und damit herzlich willkommen im Shams Higher Podcast. Ich bin Ramona Ochsenbauer, Gesicht, Herz und CEO von Shams Higher, dem Zuhause angehender Multiple Six- und Seven-Figure Personal Brands, die lernen wollen, wie Business wirklich funktioniert. Du bist nicht hier für Kompromisse. Du bist hier, um deine eigenen Regeln zu schreiben. So fasten your seatbelt, because your unapologetic, uncompromised empire is waiting. I'm so excited to have you on the podcast today, Bridget. We were talking about many different things and we were just saying that we will have a huge spotlight on events because for me and also for you, and I also know for your story, events are a big topic. But before we dive into that, I would love you to introduce you because there's no person in this whole wild world who could introduce you better than yourself.
Oh my gosh. Well, I quit my job in New York City in 2020 and I was working a job that I thought was my dream job. I went to school for it only to really lose myself. And I believe most people are really looking for is that spark, that jolt to their heart, that feeling like they're alive. And so in 2020, I went through some crazy stuff, quit my job, booked a ticket to Costa Rica, and which I know is where you now live as well, yes. Which is just so ironic. And I fell in love with an amazing man who's also an entrepreneur. And flash forward to now, without going into all of the details, we've both built multi-million dollar companies and are now engaged living in Costa Rica. And it is all because I listened to that spark inside that was telling me I'm meant to do more in life.
Wow, this is so great. And when I think about you and Costa Rica, because we both have this connection to Costa Rica, and as we are recording this episode, we are both in Costa Rica, I think, back in Costa Rica, because we both are traveling so much. And the time when we are both here is very rare. But I think this time we are both here. And I remember some of the first posts I saw from you a few years, I think, ago in the meantime. was something like, every time you come to Costa Rica and you go into the ocean, there is this thing happening. And sitting in this, I have the story in mind when we were talking about sitting in your most or in your favorite cafe and then going into the ocean and then coming back to Costa Rica and having all these things in mind, like, I want to do this, I want to do that. And every time you came back, all of these things happened. Do you want to tell us your Costa Rica story?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, okay. When I came here in 2020, I had a vision in 2018 that I was going to live in Costa Rica one day and be my own boss as I walked through the town I live outside of. And I didn't know how, but I just knew that if I kept listening to that, I was going to one day get there. And I, in 2020, saw my opportunity. And so I left. And in 2020, in December, I remember I walked into the water in my bikini and got in the ocean. And there's something so powerful, not just about being in the ocean, but about getting on a plane, traveling to a new location. You shift your identity in a radical way when you say yes to this. And so I was in the water in Costa Rica in December, and I said, next year, I'm going to make $100,000. And the next year I did. And so I had lived in Costa Rica. I was still in Costa Rica. We stayed there. And then we went to Mexico and back to Costa Rica, like every other month, pretty much for the last 5 years, I've been in and out of Costa Rica. And then December of that next year, I did the same thing. I said, okay, well, that worked. So let me do this again. And so I went into the water and I said, next year, you're going to have not 100K year, but 100K month. And we did. And then the next year I did the same thing. And I said, okay, next year you're going to have $1 million a year. And we did. And then the next year I got in the water and I said, okay, now you're going to have $1 million a month. And we did. So this last year I got in the water and I said, God, I'm not even going to say a number. I just know it's going to be out of this world. I know it's going to be otherworldly. And I'm not going to put a number because I believe that you can do so much more than you think you can. And so I didn't put a number on this year because we don't, I'm not giving it a number because I did every single thing that I wanted to do before. I'm like, why would I limit it this time?
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that so much because numbers can be so motivating. They can be great, especially when you say a number who that feels like it's so far ahead. It's something like that's so far away. Wow, if I would reach that, it would be amazing. At the same time, I think you are in a space and also with your mind in a space of, okay, I can do everything. And in this space, on the state of mind, you're just limiting yourself when you say, okay, let's make 5 million a month. Let's make this, let's do that, because you will reach it. And everything else that would be above that wouldn't happen because you set that limit.
Yeah, you don't know. Like, I love that. If you set that limit, that number, that's what you think you can do. But if you set something further ahead for yourself, it's also a great thing for your clients too.
Yeah.
They're going to reach for the level that you give them. I think of one of my private clients who she was like, I was with a mentor previously and I shared with this mentor, I wanted to launch a membership. And the mentor shared with her, well, yeah, you can sign on like 10 to 15 people. And then we were talking, we've worked together for over a year now. And she was like, but when I talked with you, you said you didn't give me a number, like you could do anything. And anyway, so she ended up hiring me and she did 100 people in her membership. And it's like the conversations that you're having, I know you talk so much about aiming higher. That is such an amazing thing. If you know, you're working with Ramona, whoever is listening to this, working with her, I'm so glad that you are, because in Ramona's world, the whole thing is like, there are no limits. There's not a limit to the amount of money that you can make. You can always aim higher.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we have in Germany, we have this term of you always want to go bigger. You always want to be faster. You always want to go farther than everybody else. And it's like, negatively. So people mean it in a negative way, because something like, it should be enough. You're doing so much. It should be enough. There should be that point when it is enough. And there are
Yeah.
so many women out there that have that fire who want more, but they don't allow themselves to because they are afraid of what everybody else is saying and things like that. And then they talk themselves into, okay, like 10K, 20K, 30K a month. It's great because it's already more than my husband did in their whole life. Why should I do more? Why should I be able or permitted to do more? And for me, aiming high is that permission. It's the permission of not limiting yourself, not because of the things other people say, but also not because of the things you think you are able to do. And I think that it is so great to watch your story, your journey, because it is like this, not it's the growth, it's that steady growth, but not in a way of slowly and more, a little bit more, and a little bit more, and a little bit more. It's like, okay, we reached that. And now we do that. And then that. And then that. And I think I remember that one big part for you is that you attend live events. I already told you, because, or in the podcast, I already said that we want to talk about events because it is such a special time. Freedom Queen Live tickets are live since 2 weeks, I think. But I think there are not that many left when I watch that launch. It's like boom, 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 boom. Everybody's buying these tickets and it's so great. And it's also the week in which we dropped Aiming High Live. So there could be no better timing than today talking about both of these events because we are also planning like bundling them up. It's a little spoiler. It's not happened yet, but there will be a bundle option. Just to spoil it a little bit. And I wanted to talk about you with you about how in-person experiences, it's not only live events. I think every in-person experience impacts us so much. So we met in December 2024 for the first time in person at your VIP retreat in Costa Rica. I think that's also a great story we could tell.
That's and an amazing story.
Yeah, it is. And it is so magical. In person is always magical. And I know you had so many experiences with in-person events and things that shifted so much for you. And I'd love to talk with you about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so when I first started my business, I didn't know anyone, and I went to a conference. And it was, each ticket was $997 each. So 997, about 1,000. And that didn't cover the flight or the hotel. And I remember I was in my apartment in Brooklyn because Robbie and I went back to sell everything I owned. This is my first year in business. I did not have a lot of money. I was not making 10K months yet. And I remember thinking, you know what? Being in this room with these people is going to change my life. It's going to radically shift my identity. And so I pulled out my credit card, I entered it in, and I bought my now fiance and I two tickets to this mega conference. And it was his birthday month in May. And that month ended up being my first 10K month in business. And I remember thinking, okay, there's something going on here. Like, I took an action and then got this result, not because I did something like marketing wise, but because I became someone. And I'm like, okay, this is working. So the conference wasn't until September. And I remember at that time we were traveling in Europe. We were in Spain, Portugal, Italy, Croatia, going through a couple different countries. And so Robbie and I had to fly from Europe to Florida, where the event was at in Orlando. And so that was, you know, more money and more expenses, but I didn't have a problem with that because we all know that like the successful people find the reason why it's going to work out for them. And I got to the event and I was still so nervous. I remember walking into the lobby and I remember Robbie's just about to check out. I remember the lobby so vividly. And I say to him, I need to go to the bathroom. But I did not have to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. What I actually was doing is I was standing in that first stall having a panic attack because I felt like I was unqualified to be there. I felt like everyone else must be making so much more money than me and so much more successful. And I remember having like a coming to Jesus moment where I said, pull yourself together. You are in this room for a reason. You're meant to be here. I'm so proud of you for showing up for yourself and investing in this. And I get out and I look in the mirror and I splash water on my face and I say a prayer and I go back out there. And Ramona, that weekend changed my life forever. It was watching other women on stage who had what I wanted. They brought it closer to me. And I remember that weekend I made $35,000 in new sales. And it wasn't because somebody taught me something on stage. I'm like, yeah, I was implementing amazing things. Like, you're going to teach at Aiming High Live. But I really shifted my identity by being in that room. And I said, from that moment forward, I remember saying this to myself, you are going to go to every single event that you can get your hands on. You're going to be in the room with people. You're going to host your own event. You're going to find a way to be in those spaces no matter what. And that changed my entire life. That led me to go from that to hosting Freedom Queen Live, the insane conference
Yeah.
last November.
This is so great. And I also love that you were talking about how much already shifted as soon as you got the ticket. Not only the event itself, but also the decision to go there. Because I remember last year I was buying my Freedom Queen Live ticket in roundabout April, May. I think it was that time. And I remember it also so vividly. It's like I was sitting there and I also got a partner ticket for my husband and I. And it was like, okay, should I go with a single ticket? Oh, it would be so cool if we would come with me. And this decision alone that I want to have that partner ticket was the huge step to implement or to bring him more into the company than he was before. So we knew we wanted to go there together. And before it was like, it's like helping hands. He did some things inside the company, but as soon as he made that decision, it was not the decision to buy that ticket. It was the decision to lead that company more together. And this is so great that with making this decision of buying tickets, of joining other in-person experiences like retreats or something like that, this
Yeah.
decision breaks free so, so much.
Yeah. It changes your identity. And
Yeah.
especially when you make that move now, the reason it works is because when you show up, let's say at the event at the end of this year, and you know you're showing up for it, you have to decide who are you going to become now. So
Yeah.
if you, like I say, when you get your ticket now and you join the bundle offer, imagine this for a second. You're in, you're like, okay, I'm going to Aiming High Live. I'm going to the event. Well, when I get to the event, I don't want to be a Joe Schmo. I don't want to walk into that room the same version that you are right now, right? You don't want
Yeah.
that. What you want is to become that person. And so it's kind of like setting a deadline because one of the reasons
Yeah.
why a lot of people aren't successful is because they haven't given themselves a deadline. And so they're just waiting and waiting and waiting for another day, another month to go by. But when you say to yourself, no, by this date, I'm going to radically transform and become this legendary woman by the date that you go to the event in Germany, well, now things start setting into motion. You start taking different action. You start posting bigger. You start selling more because you don't want to show up as a regular schmegular person by the time the event happens. You want to show up as a legend.
Yes, this is so powerful. And also, I remember when I bought that ticket, I also had in mind because you had the awards last year. I don't know if you do them also this year, but I knew I wanted to have that 1 million award. And so I moved differently. I had that goal. I wanted to have that 1 million, that seven figures in cash until August 2024. And so I did. And at the same
Wow.
time, if I would say I want to have like the 2 million until November 2025, because I know I want to have that award or things like that, I know I will do that, because setting this deadline you were talking about, this is so powerful, because so many people are living their life. They are making business in a way of, okay, when not today, then I do it tomorrow. Okay, it's not that bad. Okay, I can do this low ticket offer. I can't do it in like June, July, August. No, do it now. Do it now. The things you can do now, do now. And the version of yourself you can become, become it now, not in 5 months.
Why would you wait for your destiny? The quote, live like you're dying, is really real. Like, if you knew that you were going to die at the end of this year, wouldn't you give it all you've got? And that's the way you have to look at life. It's like, this is your life. And one day we are going to die. You and I are going to be in the ground. And it's like, give it everything you've got. I know you and I talk about this all the time, like the fullest extent that you can in your expression, and make the move and invest in the thing and hire the mentor and say yes to yourself, because this is all we have. And one day you and I aren't going to be here, and we're not going to be able to say, oh, I wish I could have done it over again. You just have to do it now.
Wow. Yes. And one thing I also want to talk about with you is the thing that came up a lot within this process of launching this event. Because I remember on your VIP retreat, I just said, I heard myself saying, we are doing Aiming High Life. And it was like, wait a minute, what? And at this moment, it was like, okay, everything is like, ooh, I can't do that, but I can do it, but I can't, but I can. And it was this excitement. And I know that in this exact moment, I made the decision, yes, but I think I didn't believe it to 100%. But 3 days later, I made the first steps. And so we dropped the event tickets 2 days ago when we record this episode. When it's out, it's like 1.5 weeks ago. So not a long time ago. And there was a long, long time in between in which I already knew we will do that event. Not only that event, we will create a movie, not something like an image film, but a movie that goes into theaters. We will have premieres in Europe in the beginning of 2026. It's going to be outstanding. And we will have one spot for one person who will become one of the main characters inside that movie and will have a central role during the live event and things like that. So it's a spot that is a once-in-a-lifetime chance and once-in-a-lifetime experience, something I never did before and I've also never seen anywhere else. And it's like, when I talk about it, I'm just smiling. It's so, so crazy and it's so great. And I'm so looking forward to the person who will get that spot. And I know these things since weeks that I didn't, or I couldn't talk about it. I couldn't talk about it. I couldn't tell anybody. I know we were talking a lot about it, about the event, about the ticket options and things like that, but I couldn't go outside. I couldn't drop it officially. And so I also know that you have that phrase you're saying a lot, or the quote from you, like money loves speed. And I love that quote, because so many people are delaying their success. But at the same time, we have that times in business when things we need to hold back. So we have to do the preparation, we have to do the moves, but we don't, or we can't talk about it yet, because I could have talked about it. There was no one who said you're not allowed to, but I wanted that big boom. I wanted that whoosh. I didn't want to drip, drop, drip, drop, drop here a little bit and there a little bit. I want to have that spotlight, that stage. And sometimes we want to have that effect in business, but that's something that crashes a little bit with money loves speed, in a way of going out immediately with things. So many of my clients, and so I know many of the people who are listening to that episode, they have that issue of, when I have an offer and when I'm excited, I need to go out with it like now, because when I wait like 2, 3, 4 weeks, the excitement is gone. I don't love my own offer anymore. And now I talked a lot, and I think you have many, many, many things to say about that, and I would love to hear your thoughts.
On waiting to drop the offer, or on dropping it immediately?
on both? Like sometimes you have to do that and sometimes it's better to wait, and how to hold yourself in that whole process, and also how to decide when to do that, when you have to go out like faster and when it's better to hold back.
I would always be building your audience. So what some people do is they delay launch of an offer, but instead of delaying it strategically, like what you do with your live event, which made sense, and now everyone's getting their tickets for Aiming High Live and it has this insane buzz around it. What some people do is they delay launching the offer, but then they don't take the time to build the audience. And so then when they launch their offer, no one's there to buy. So if you are going to delay the launch for whatever reason, maybe something's not ready, you need to work out the kinks of the launch, whatever, at the minimum, at the foundation, the standard, the expectation is you're building your audience. You're building relationships with them. You are connecting with them, whether that's through your podcast, through your daily Instagram content, through the stories you tell via email, the IG stories you post. So you're always nurturing your people, because then when you go to drop an offer, people are there to buy. However, on the contrary, when you have an idea for something and you know you need to move with it immediately, and there's no hesitation at all, make that move. Because that's where you're really going to find the strategy and the way. Now, what people do is they might make the move, but then they stop. But that you can't do that. You have to make the move, make the move, make the move, make the move, make the move. You kind of like run after your destiny, fly after your goals, because through the taking of the action is where you're going to get the strategy that works. That's where you're going to find out what you need to be doing in your business. And you're so great at this. You balance both amazingly well. You'll hold off on dropping the offer, but you'll build this audience using the world system that you teach, system. And then, but you're not ignoring your intuition. So when you have an idea, you move right away. And sometimes people get those two pieces messed up, and then they never drop the offer, or they drop the offer, but doesn't have enough oomph to keep the actual offer continuing to sell out.
Yeah. This is something I observe so often, that people, they have this resistance of going out with the thing. Like they are afraid of, what if it fails? What if nobody buys? So that they get into telling themselves, oh, it's not the time yet. And this is a phrase I hear so often. It's not the time yet. Yeah, when is the time? The time is only now. We can only move now. And I know that there are so many things, like people think they're not allowed to move so fast because they experienced in their childhood or when they are a teenager that people always told them, you are too fast, you move too fast, you want too much. And I love to observe how you lead your business. I love to see how you move, because for me, it feels like there was never like too much, never like too fast, never like I'm too loud, I'm too proud, or things like that. When someone is in a phase in this business of like, I don't know if I am allowed to do that, I don't know if I can do that, I don't know if I can make that content, I don't know, I overthink every single move I do. What would you recommend?
Okay, so in business, people are looking for leaders. At the core of what you're selling is leadership. And you're not a leader if you are waiting to take action because you're waiting for somebody else or something else to happen. So if you're waiting for that person to pay you before you can invest in that thing, you're not a leader. Because what you're saying is other people determine your success. If you are waiting for somebody to validate you before you drop the offer, then what you're actually saying is other people determine the success of your offers. And if you boil down magnetism and attraction in life, people are more magnetized to someone that has more certainty. And so the more certainty you have in yourself, the more likely the world will move to you. And so if you're taking action based on what other people are doing, you're not certain. But if you're taking action based on what you know you want to be building and you live the life that you actually desire, whether it's dropping the offer or moving countries or going to a live event, hosting a live event, launching your book, whatever it is, hiring the trainer, hiring the mentor, going all in again and again and again, you will find yourself in a reality that most people can't comprehend because everyone else is acting like, I would say, like the pawn of the chessboard, which is so funny because you have the chessboard and you're aiming high live video.
Yeah.
I love that. It's so good the way you knock all the things down. I posted my stories the other day. I'm like, I love this. I'm sharing my Instagram stories. I don't even think I tagged you. I was just like, I love this thing.
I love that.
I like the pawn, you know, where the pawn is the copier, the pawn is the sheep, the pawn is the do everything like everyone else. The queen of the chessboard, the leader, the lion, the one who goes first. She's different. She stands out from everyone else. She makes bigger and bolder moves than most people don't move as. And so she's going to be more heavily rewarded for her actions. And I just always think of those two pieces. It's like you can be the pawn, and the pawn moves slowly, right? On a chessboard, it barely moves. Or you can be the queen and take massive amounts of action, go bigger than everyone else, and then you're going to get bigger results than everyone else too.
Yeah. And also there are many pawns. There are some, I don't know how many, but there's one queen on each side.
Yeah.
And also this is like, I love this picture of the chessboard because it's so accurate. It's so on point because we have so many people that are saying they want things, that are claiming they are doing this, they are doing that. And there are so less people that actually do the thing, that are doing the moves. And therefore, it is so great because when you do the moves, you can just win because there are so many people who don't move.
Yeah. Yeah. It's easier to go 10x than it is to go 2x.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Something I always talk about is talking about the 10x versus 2x thing is even when you do 6x, when you aim for 10x, it's three times more than 2x. And I love that we have now this thread to the beginning of our episode where we're talking about setting these goals when going into the ocean in Costa Rica and also not setting that goal. So for you, it's not even 10x. It's like somewhere in the universe X, nothing like nobody else has seen ever before. And I love that so much. And I always close my podcast interviews with one question that was coming up also on your retreat in Costa Rica. And that's why I love to ask it, because we're talking at the dinner table about what would you do when the internet is gone? When nothing is working, there's no Instagram, no other social media channel, no internet at all. We have electricity, but everything else is gone. What would Bridget James Ling, what would she do?
Oh my gosh. I would build a movement. I would build a movement. Like, it's not just something that I'm passionate about teaching on. It's my life's work. I would bring people together. I think if the internet went out, a lot of people would lose hope and be confused. This is why there's such a great opportunity in times of challenge and disruption in the world. There's a great opportunity for you to claim the desires that you want. And so anytime you're going through a challenge, know that most people will never make it through it. So this is your number one opportunity to seize the day. But I would build and bring people together. I would do the same thing that I'm doing online, but in person. I would probably change the model. So maybe it would be more spreadable, more would be able to reach more people. So maybe people get certified in my method. People become like stewards of the Freedom Queen word and go spread it. Because with social media right now and the internet, I can spread it just myself and obviously the amazing women a part of Freedom Queen. But in person, there's no like, let me post this on the internet and go out to the world. Like we have the amazing blessing of social media. So I'd probably do something like big time word of mouth, like spread kind of like Jesus. Okay. Jesus didn't, this is a great thing of great lesson. Jesus did not have the internet. And Jesus, whatever you believe, I don't care. Jesus is the biggest movement maker of all time. And he didn't have internet or electricity or social media. And so I think that there's really a lot of power in people, power in humanity, and people really underestimate that power in their business. So I'd probably just build the same thing, but in person, all word of mouth, and through instilling power and connection and fire in other women.
Wow. I love that so much. As you were talking about Jesus, it was in my head was like he was the greatest influencers of all. Because when you imagine like your date of birth is the event of the year for so many people worldwide, it's just crazy.
Can you imagine if we put like an amount of money that, let's say, like the Jesus Empire has made, like Christmas, Easter, all the churches? Like,
Yeah.
if it's billions, probably, I know, trillions of dollars.
Yeah. Without internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great, great. I love it. I love to have you on the podcast. We will put all the links to your socials into the show notes and also the Aiming High Life Meets Freedom Queen Life bundle link. And I love that interview. I love the conversation, and I'm sure everybody who listened to it can also listen a second time because there's so much gold in it, and you will hear another thing or other things the second time you listen to it. And so, Bridget, thank you for being on the podcast and having this great conversation.
Oh my gosh, you are the best, and I'm honored, and I will spend time with you whenever I can. So thank you for having me on.